Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's Assam visit, boosting infrastructure, industry and connectivity. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam. Addressing the people at Mangaldoi in Darang district, the Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. How important are these infrastructural and industrial development projects? How important is the timing of these projects and how far-reaching will be the impact of all the wonderful policy making by the government? To discuss much more in detail on this very important discussion, we have with us a very special guest in the studios of Akashvani. We're joined in by political analyst Shekhar Iyerji. Mr. Iyer, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Before we start the discussion, let's hear the words of Prime Minister Modi, where he is talking about developed Assam, Viksit Assam.
Viksit Assam, Viksit Bharat ki gaurav yatra ke liye, aaj ka din bahut mahatvapurna hai. Aaj kareeb 18,000 crore rupaye ke projects Assam ko mile hain. Yahan par energy security se jude projects ka shilanyas aur udghatan hua hai. Ye prayas Viksit Assam ka rasta aur majboot karenge.
Mr. Iyer, dedicating projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees to Assam, the state and the country which is growing at the highest growth rate. Mr. Modi also said that the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India and Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. Northeast has been one of the thrust areas of Modi government since it took office in 2014. If you compare to the previous years, you have seen that not only Prime Minister himself, but several cabinet ministers have been visiting Northeast in general and Assam in particular, which has been heralding the changes in that region. And one of the challenges of Assam has been that it's a state which is crisscrossed by several rivers. So connectivity has been a very big challenge. So this government in the last 10 years has implemented several projects along with the state government, ushering in better connectivity, road connectivity, rail connectivity, and highways connectivity, and consequently attracting a lot of investments which were not possible previously. Therefore, when Prime Minister says the growth story of Assam is also growth story of India, goes to show that in the coming years, the huge potential of Assam and also the other states in the region is going to be tapped in a manner that will see that people of that region, people of these states get new opportunities and for growth, for business, for trade, and eventually overall the quality of life improves in all these places. That is why Prime Minister always says Viksit Bharat is a concept which is actually broken down into Viksit, not just Assam, but Viksit Har Rajya, every state.
True that. Major infrastructure projects, industrial development projects, projects to boost trade and tourism. And also, the Prime Minister has always been vocal about the fact that a developed country is the one which is a healthy country. He has dedicated the Darang Medical College. How important are the health changes or the revolutionary health changes which are being brought in various states of the Northeast, especially in Assam, right now by this government, and how important will these proven in terms of making the lives of people better?
There has been a significant progress in the health sector. And Assam has faced challenges because most of the villages and towns are in very flat areas. And the central government, particularly under Prime Minister Modi, has been giving emphasis to creation of healthcare facilities in almost in every district. Previously, what we have seen is big hospitals, particularly even the private ones, came up in major cities. And that is the case in Assam too. But now what has happened is the government has been giving importance to expanding the network of hospitals in states like Assam, where people from the backward areas, people who are living in not so easily accessible areas can get healthcare. That is why we have seen in Assam particularly, several medical colleges have come up, several hospitals have come up. And in the 11 years, we have seen, not just in Assam, but all over the country, the number of medical colleges have doubled. See, in Assam itself, there were only 6 medical colleges prior to 2014. Now, with the completion of this Darang Medical College, Assam will now have 24 medical colleges. So when you have a medical college, means every medical college has an attached hospital, whether it is 100-bed or 500-bed hospital, but there is an hospital, which will enable people living in the nearby areas to get health checkups, to undergo health treatment. And also, it gives youths of that region an opportunity to enter the medical sector and health sector. Earlier, you see, there was severe shortage of medical seats, and many aspiring doctors could not, you know, make it. But in the last 11 years, the Prime Minister has been very keen. The number of medical seats not only grows, and it has already doubled, and he has also set a new target. In the next 4 to 5 years, at least 1 lakh additional medical seats should be added to the existing ones.
So a policy which is aimed at a multi-sectoral development of the country as well as of various states. Right now, talking of Assam, projects which will boost infrastructure, bring ease of trade, also bring better tourism to the sector and improve the health sector, not only generating greater employment in the state, but also doing far better for the businesses as well as the citizens. But one thing is very important amongst all these sectors, that all these should be well connected. Connectivity is a pivot on which the development will be based. Let's hear the words of Prime Minister Modi on connectivity first.
हमारी सरकार का बहुत अधिक फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट में कनेक्टिविटी पर रहा है. रोड, रेल, एयर जैसी फिजिकल कनेक्टिविटी, 5G जैसी डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी, इससे आप लोगों को सुविधा मिली, जीवन आसान हुआ, बिजनेस करना आसान हुआ, टूरिज्म का विस्तार हुआ, और इसने यहाँ के हमारे नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी बनाए.
Mr. Iyer, digital connectivity through 5G and physical connectivity through road, rail and air, how important is the connectivity of all these sectors and in general of Assam with other states of the Northeast? How will connectivity boost the development status, the development pace of Assam and its people?
We have seen in a world over, wherever there has been connectivity, that connectivity has always ushered in economic growth. And India is no exception. And in particular, Assam has been, rather because of policies of the governments that existed before, it did not get the attention it deserved. Assam is a state of rivers. Villages and towns, they are along the river Brahmaputra. It's a very vast river. And what we have seen is, emphasis being given by the Modi government for constructing new bridges, there has been a fast-paced work. When you have a better connectivity, automatically it attracts investment, because the first thing that worries an investor is, how do I set up a factory or a unit in a place which doesn't have easy connectivity? That is why you have seen that in the period 60 years we have seen after independence, there were only 3 bridges on the Brahmaputra River. And in the last 10 years, we have seen, with several new projects being taken up, there are 6 major bridges today. And today, Prime Minister also foundation stone laying of a Kurua Narengi bridge, which will also reduce the distance between Guwahati and Darang. Now, whenever new bridges come up over, you know, they save time, they make it easier for common people to move about, transportation becomes more affordable, travel time is reduced. Now, these are necessary prerequisites to attract investment, and without investment, you cannot create jobs. Prime Minister mentioned about the 5G connectivity, and India has seen, I would say, a telecom revolution, because in a very short time, 5G services were extended all over the country by the service providers because of the priority accorded to these services by the government.
So on one hand, we are trying for ease of business and ease of living. And now we see one after the other revolutionary steps being taken in taxation, in policy reforms and infrastructure reforms. And talking of those very reforms, we believe that the GST reforms that have been brought in by the government now are truly a double dhamaka, a Deepavali gift for the entire nation. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister first.
कि अब जीएसटी में नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म होगा. आज मैं इस रिफॉर्म की खुशखबरी के साथ आपके बीच आया हूं. आज से ठीक 9 दिन के बाद नवरात्रि का पहला दिन होगा, जीएसटी की दरें बहुत कम हो जाएगी और इससे असम के देश के हर परिवार को फायदा होगा। रोजमर्रा की बहुत सारी चीजें और सस्ती हो जाएगी। कैंसर जैसी अनेक गंभीर बीमारियों की अनेक महंगी दवाएं सस्ती हो जाएगी, बीमा कराना सस्ता हो जाएगा।
Life insurance, health insurance, chena, paneer, khakra and 33 life-saving drugs. The GST on these have been reduced to zero. On so many items like the tractors, agri-machineries, handicrafts, granite, leather goods, all other drugs and medicines, man-made yam, gym, yoga, salon, barber services, the GST has been reduced to 5. The GST on TV air conditioners reduced to 18. And although there is a higher slab rate of 40%, yet those products will be less expensive or cheaper because the cess has been removed. Such a revolutionary step in one of the greatest reforms, that is GST, in the country. The next generation of reforms for GST, the next push for making India a developed country. Your views on the same, Mr. Iyer?
Ever since the Prime Minister announced the reduction in GST rates, rather GST 2.0, there has been a wave of reduction of several products across the markets. And this has brought a lot of cheer for the common man, because a lot of things which appeared to be out of reach are now being made available to the common people at a very, very competitive rates. Be it medicines, be it two-wheelers, be it all those fast-moving consumer goods. There has been a great cheer. And this reforms was long due. Though the government has taken, I would say, a big challenge, because immediately there is going to be an outgo of 1 lakh crores in revenue, but that is going to be eventually made up because of the spurt that will come to our economy following the rise in consumer demand. This is one of the most revolutionary steps taken by the government, and this will come into effect from the first day of Navratri, and I would say a big boost for consumer demand. When the demand goes up, because demand has been an area of concern because of the sluggish growth, that is because of the purchasing power of the people.
Mr. Iyer, the Prime Minister has also said that there are conspiracies to change the demography of border areas through infiltrators. Mr. Modi said that it is a huge threat to national security. What are your views, and how will policies and the actions taken by the government stop this infiltration?
This is a problem that has never been acknowledged. It has been a kind of a dragon in the room, I would say, because infiltration has been steadily growing, particularly the illegal migration that has been happening, particularly in the eastern states as well as in the northeastern states. That is why the last August 15th from the Red Fort, PM announced a new commission, rather a mission, nationwide demography mission. And the whole idea is that government wants to be committed to protect the country from infiltrators and their complete removal from Indian soil. What has happened is, because of political reasons, many governments, state governments, particularly ruled by opposition parties, have been encouraging this influx of people who have already become voters. And the result is, not only it raises questions about the functioning of our democracy, but also our scarce resources, our meager resources, are now stretched too far. If India has to take the burden of allowing these illegal migrants to take benefit of our social welfare programs, it affects our beneficiaries who belong to this country, who are born in this country, who are citizens of this country. So it was high time a campaign was launched, and that is what the government has done by announcing the formation of this demographic mission.
We truly hope that all the steps and all the policies of the government ensure that Assam, and rather all the states and the whole country, gets developed at a faster pace, and we reach our mission of a Viksit Bharat much earlier. Thank you so much for bringing in your wonderful insight in this discussion, Mr. Iyer. Thank you so much for being a part of this discussion at Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's Assam visit, boosting infrastructure, industry and connectivity. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.
Spotlight.